So the question was asked, a person had their baby on their shoulders, and their two-year-old kid was playing on their shoulders and suddenly made a move that they went flying. And when they landed on their back and their head, they were hospitalized, and the doctors started checking to make sure that there were no blood clots in the brain, and they had a few hours of tremendous fear for this child, until, thank God, the child came out clean, and after keeping him for observation for 24 hours, they said he's okay, and you can go home. So we have a rule that when a person is in a state of danger, such as falling from such a height, so then if they come out clean, they make a blessing of thanks. In ancient times, they could bring a sacrifice of thanks called a korban todah. And today, we make a blessing. Usually we do it at the Torah, a blessing called hagomel. Where in the blessing we say, thank God who does good things even when people aren't deserving of them. Hagomel lechayavim, Hashem who does to people, even if they are chayavim, even if they are really not worthy, tovot, he does good things. Shegmalani kol tov, he did good things for me. So we make a blessing over that. So a question that comes up often is, can a person make that blessing over their son? Meaning the kid's 2 years old, he cannot make the blessing. The parents want to think. And the answer is no. That one cannot make that blessing over a child. You guys want the long answer or the short answer? Long answer? Okay, so the long answer is that in the Talmud it says that Rav Yehuda became ill. And he was deathly ill. And then Rav Yehuda got better. And his disciples came in, and when they saw him, they said, blessed is the Creator who gave you to us and did not put you into the earth. And he thanked God you're alive. And when they made the blessing, Rav Yehuda said, now that he said Amen, and then he said, now that you've made that blessing, I'm not going to make a blessing thanking Hashem for curing me. You just made the blessing for me. And from there we learn the concept that one can make the blessing of Hagomel for someone else. The commentaries, though, say that that was specifically his students. And so they say a student or a child can make the blessing for their parent, but no one else can. Someone who feels like they're really nursing from the person who was just granted life, so they can make the blessing over that. It's like an extension of their life. But your child, that's not so. With your child, he's nursing from you. Again, he can make it over you, but you can't make it over him. So that's the, again, that's halacha lemaisa. Practically, we would not make the blessing over a child. So what could you do? You want to say thank you. So first of all, you could say the Psalm 100, if I'm not mistaken, Mizmor LeTodah, which is a very short Psalm of thanks. I tell people, you know, say it for 3 days, every day. After you finish your prayer, say again a Mizmor LeTodah, thanking Hashem. You want to do more? Great. You can give a little bit of charity. If you feel it was a real danger, so you can give a meal to the poor. You go to a soup kitchen and you say, I want to buy a meal as a way of showing thanks to my Creator for a good thing that happened to me or to my family member. So those are things that a person can do to show their appreciation to their Creator. They can say thank you. But to say the blessing of Hagomel, so that a person would not be able to do... to make the blessing of Hagomel over their child. Where we have this question come up often is when a person's wife gives birth. So he wants to make the blessing. And in Jerusalem, many have the custom that the wife herself makes the blessing. Sometimes you'll hear women in shul making the blessing. There are those that used to have the custom that the husband made the blessing for his wife, either saying it in her name, etc. But this is where it comes up. You will generally not find people making the blessing for their parent or their Rebbe, even though technically it says it in halacha. Practically, we don't find people doing that.